The Crisis of Fragmented Thinking by Russell Simmons. Introduction: The Age of Disconnection. A world more connected, yet more divided. We live in an era where knowledge is more accessible than ever before, where information flows across continents at the speed of light, and where billions of people can reach one another with a tap on a screen. Technology has woven an intricate web of global interconnectivity. Yet despite these marvels, something fundamental has gone terribly wrong. Instead of fostering unity, this hyper-connected world has bred division, polarization, and misunderstanding. Rather than drawing us closer, it has fragmented our thinking, trapping us in ideological silos, rigid belief systems, and echo chambers that reinforce our biases. The result is a society plagued by discord, fear, and disillusionment, struggling to find common ground. The rise of fragmented thinking. Fragmented thinking is the great, unseen epidemic of our time. It is the tendency to break reality into disconnected parts, failing to recognize the deeper interdependence of all things. This form of thinking is evident in the way we approach politics, religion, business, technology, and even our personal relationships. It is the belief that our problems exist in isolation, rather than as symptoms of a larger, more profound imbalance. It is the mindset that sees issues as binary, solutions as one size fits all, and people as allies or enemies, based on superficial differences. We are witnessing the collapse of nuanced thought, replaced by reactionary impulses and oversimplified narratives that hinder our ability to see the full picture. The high cost of disconnection. What happens when people fail to see the broader context of their actions, beliefs, and choices? The consequences are everywhere. Political systems descend into bitter partisanship, with no room for dialogue or compromise. Religious institutions become battlefields of dogma, losing sight of the deeper spiritual truths they were meant to preserve. Economic structures prioritize short-term gains over long-term sustainability, leading to financial crises, environmental degradation, and deepening inequality. Advances in technology, rather than empowering humanity, isolate us further, leaving us physically tethered to our devices, but emotionally detached from one another. The symptoms of fragmentation appear in every facet of modern life, creating a culture of distrust, exploitation, and alienation. The erosion of empathy. At the heart of this crisis lies a profound and troubling loss: the erosion of empathy. The more fragmented our thinking becomes, the harder it is for us to step into another person's perspective, to understand their struggles, fears, and hopes. This lack of empathy manifests in cruelty disguised as policy, in economic systems that treat human beings as mere data points, in wars fought over ideological differences that could be resolved through understanding. Without empathy, we become trapped in a self-reinforcing cycle of judgment, anger, and blame. We dehumanize those who think differently from us, turning them into adversaries rather than fellow travelers on this journey called life. The illusion of separation. But this division is an illusion. Science, philosophy, and spirituality alike reveal a fundamental truth. Everything in existence is interconnected. From the air we breathe to the complex ecosystems that sustain life. From the neural networks of the human brain to the global economy, everything functions as part of a greater whole. We are not separate islands of consciousness. We are threads in a vast and intricate tapestry of existence. The belief that we are fundamentally divided is not only false but dangerous, for it blinds us to the deeper reality that our destinies are woven together. Until we recognize this truth, we will remain trapped in the cycle of division and suffering. A call for wholeness. This book is not merely an exploration of the problems caused by fragmented thinking. It is a call to transcend it. It is an invitation to step beyond the narrow frameworks that divide us and into a more expansive, holistic way of seeing the world. The solutions we seek will not come from reinforcing old divisions, but from integrating perspectives, embracing complexity, and cultivating empathy. To heal our world, we must first heal our perception of it. Throughout the chapters that follow, we will examine how fragmentation has shaped the most pressing challenges of our time. From political and religious conflicts to economic instability, environmental destruction, and technological alienation. But more importantly, we will explore the pathways to wholeness. There is a way forward, a way to reclaim our shared humanity, to bridge divides, and to forge a more compassionate and enlightened civilization. The journey begins here. This is not just a book. It is an expedition into the heart of what it means to be human in the 21st century. It is an appeal to think deeper, love wider, and see beyond the illusions that keep us apart. The age of fragmentation must give way to an age of wholeness, where unity is not mistaken for conformity, where diversity is celebrated as a strength, and where empathy becomes the foundation of our collective future. The path ahead will not be easy, but it is necessary. Let us begin. 1. The political divide. When ideology becomes identity. A house divided against itself. There was a time when political differences were seen as necessary and even productive, a way for societies to refine their collective vision through debate and compromise. Today, however, these differences have solidified into rigid, tribalistic identities. Instead of engaging in discourse with open minds, people now view political ideology as an extension of their very being. Something to be defended with the same fervor as one would defend their family or their own life. The result is not just disagreement, but outright hostility. Conversations devolve into shouting matches, friendships dissolve over party affiliations, and even families become estranged, all because ideology has been elevated above human connection. How did we get here? The seeds of extreme political polarization were sown gradually, fed by a mix of historical events, economic shifts, and cultural changes. The rise of 24-hour news cycles, driven by profit rather than public service, created an industry that thrives on sensationalism and outrage. Social media then amplified this division, transforming what were once nuanced discussions into echo chambers where people are rarely challenged by opposing views. Algorithms reward extremity, ensuring that the most inflammatory and divisive content gains the most visibility. Over time, exposure to only one side of an issue reshapes perception, making it seem as though those who think differently are not merely wrong, but dangerous. When belief becomes blindness, once a person deeply internalizes a political ideology, it ceases to be just a belief system. It becomes a filter through which they interpret reality. Facts that contradict their worldview are dismissed outright or rationalized away. The ability to engage in critical thinking erodes, replaced by an instinctive, almost reflexive defense of one's ideological tribe. This phenomenon, known as motivated reasoning, ensures that even clear evidence fails to shift deeply ingrained beliefs. When both sides of a debate are equally entrenched, compromise becomes impossible, and progress grinds to a halt. The illusion of us versus them. Perhaps the most dangerous consequence of political tribalism is the dehumanization of the other side. Instead of viewing political opponents as fellow humans with valid concerns, they become caricatures, mindless drones spouting propaganda, enemies who must be defeated. This black and white mentality makes empathy impossible. Instead of seeking to understand the fears and motivations of those who disagree, people assume the worst about them. This illusion of an eternal us versus them battle is a tool often used by those in power to keep populations distracted and divided, ensuring that real systemic change never occurs. The path to reconciliation. If we are to heal this rift, we must first recognize the humanity in those with whom we disagree. It starts with conversation, real, open, and vulnerable conversations, where the goal is not to win but to understand. This means actively listening rather than waiting for a chance to refute. It means engaging with diverse sources of information rather than consuming only what aligns with our pre-existing beliefs. Most importantly, it means prioritizing human values over political loyalty. Compassion, justice, and integrity must matter more than whether a solution originates from the left or the right. Beyond the echo chambers. Breaking free from ideological entrenchment requires a conscious effort to expose ourselves to a broader spectrum of ideas. This does not mean blindly accepting every argument, but rather understanding the reasons behind them. When we engage with differing perspectives with curiosity rather than defensiveness, we cultivate intellectual humility, the recognition that no single person or party has a monopoly on truth. The world is complex, and solutions rarely fit neatly into partisan boxes. A new era of political consciousness. The future of politics does not have to be a battlefield. It can be a space where ideas are tested and refined, where differences are seen as strengths rather than weaknesses. The shift begins at the individual level, with each person choosing dialogue over dogma, understanding over indignation, and connection over division. If we can transcend the limitations of fragmented political thinking, we may yet build a society guided by wisdom rather than by fear.